We're with Justin Laycock. We're over the Afton Civic Center, just finishing up a Forest Service public meeting regarding a major vegetation project that's been taking place on the Star Front in Star Valley. Justin, what do we call this project?
This is the Star Valley Front Prescribed Fire Project.
Okay, and it's been going on for how long now?
Well, it's been a number of years in the making, and we signed a decision on this in 2014 to move the project forward, and we've been working on implementation since then.
And implementation means what? We're actually doing some burning for the purpose of improving wildlife habitat. Just tell us what's happened most recently.
Yes, and those are some of the objectives of the project, is to improve wildlife habitat and trying to reset the age class of the diversity on the mountain and in some of those shrublands and grasslands, but also in the upper country with some of those timber stands. And so we really want kind of a mosaic or a diversity, a mixed age class of vegetation up there on the mountain. And that's what creates a healthy forest.
In the areas you've been doing this most recently, Grover area, where else?
Right. So we've had units right above Grover last spring that we burned those south-facing slopes with snow surrounding. Really safe way to conduct a prescribed fire down low in this lower country. And then last fall in the upper Strawberry area, we had a 1,500-acre burn that went really well, and that was a great success as well.
Okay. So Grover and Strawberry,
yes.
What's on the agenda?
Yeah, so the project area is a 64,000-acre project area that moves, it's basically on the north end, Strawberry Creek, moving south all the way to Swift Creek. So that's the project area, and we plan to burn probably in between 9,500 acres and 16,000 acres of that 64,000.
So what are some of the areas we're familiar with, if you gave them by name, that we can expect this coming year, summer of 23?
We're hoping to move further south from Grover along the front here to Afton all the way to Swift Creek. And if we get the right windows this spring, you'll probably see some fire up on the hillside there on the south-facing slopes, okay, similar to what we did last spring in Grover.
Okay.
The aesthetic of the mountain is not going to change much, but we will be able to kind of reset the lifespan of some of the grasses and shrubs on those south-facing slopes.
And in the meeting tonight, you said you're pleased with what's happened thus far, expecting that same type of approach in the spring of 2023, should the snow ever go away.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. It might be a little later in the year when we have that window to burn this year with all of the snow up there. But that's what we hope to do. And we also hope to implement a burn unit on the back side of the Star Valley Front maybe this fall.
Okay. Anything that I haven't asked you'd like to add?
That covers it.
All right. Justin Laycock, Grays River District Ranger, talking about the Star Valley Front Vegetation Treatment Project.